All right, welcome to this week's Ogden Avalanche update. We are with Paul Listeo. Paul, welcome to the team, man. I saw you on the list of presenters and was excited for your week to have you on. So thanks for being here.
Yeah, I'm stoked to be here, Brandon. And hey, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, you're welcome. How about that? Okay, so we have slides, or do you want to like give a speech first before we dive into the slides?
No, let's first just jump into some of these slides so that we can catch up with what's happening, because during these times of sun and some high pressure, it's kind of nice to look and see where we are with the snow water equivalent and the snowpack. And this picture is up at Ben Lomond, and we're currently this black line here, and we're sitting above the median, so about 125% above the median, which is this little 50th percentile right here. And Brandon, take a guess. What year was this up here? Like, can you see my cursor?
Oh no, can't see your cursor.
Okay, you can't see my cursor. Okay, but at the very tippy top.
Yeah.
That'd be last year record. And certainly we're not going to get close to that, but we're trending to probably something more. That blue line is 2019, which took us over the median. So it appears that with our current snowwater equivalent at Ben Lomond of about 30 inches, that we're going to reach that median of about 36, 37 inches. And we were 80 plus inches last year. So,
yes, yeah. this is good, because, you know, I was hoping for a minute, I thought it would drop off and we would run a little dry, but we're catching up. So this is good.
Yeah. I mean, who knows what happens after today and in the rest of the winter, but
yeah,
the lines are tracking right now. So, and you know, if you think about the prior to last year, besides this 2019 year, it's been a while since we were above average, like since 2017, maybe.
Oh, it's felt very dry for some time.
Yeah. Yeah. So our snowpack it's riding really good right now. We have height of snow probably in the 3.5 to 6 feet range across the Ogden Mountains. Corey and I were out late last week, and this weekend was tremendous. Some really deep, some light snow, which we haven't really had a lot of light snow this year. It's been coming in warm. And so it's a pleasure to be out.
Yeah, good. All right, next slide here. Oh, this is fun. We got a lot going on here.
Yeah. This is not meant for you to try to read, but mostly just to call out that our community is damn awesome. I sent out a note last night asking various forecasters, various guide operations, various snow safety folks at the various areas, what's the persistent weak layer status right now? It is still on the avalanche forecast. We have not had an avalanche on that layer, the persistent weak layer. So we're calling this the early, you know, the December layer, probably for over 3 weeks now. So what is the status? And if I just could go and, you know, call out what people have been saying, is that it's structurally, in most spots, it's 200 centimeters, so 2 meters down, but it is healing. It's wet, it's warming. The facets down at the basal layers are rounding. And sometimes when you're especially in the low elevations, you barely recognize the grains as facets. Up a little bit higher at 9,100 feet, there's still some rather small facets at the bottom of the snowpack. So the bottom line is the structure of this persistent weak layer still exists, but it's quite variable, spatially variable. And it's mostly unresponsive. So this dragon that lives down there that can create these gigantic persistent slabs, and in this case now trending towards deep slabs, is somewhat quiet, quiescent. But other callouts are that you got to look out for the rocky terrain. The convexities in some of the wind-scoured areas are still a concern. Some of the propagation tests are coming in with some propagation, but it's taken a lot of pounding. So really hard hits, sort of a mixed bag. But the thinner areas in the snowpack, and that's where these accidents have occurred and will continue to occur at a much lower likelihood, but those thinner areas demand still respect. And, you know, we've had a lot of avalanches in that mid-January cycle. Remember when things were just going off the hook? Now we have repeater paths, so they're a little bit shallower, so they need to be respected. And I really wanted to call out how great our forecasters are in these zones, you know, because it's not easy for them to just say, the persistent weak layer now is not really a problem. It is still on the forecast, and it is because the structure is still there. And we heard JT say it, and others before him, that structure of the snowpack always trumps the instability tests. So it's listed as isolated and stubborn, it's unreactive, it's kind of sleepy, but it's still there, and it's consistent with some of the low elevation, low avalanche danger that we're seeing in the low to mid elevation, and moderate avalanche danger up higher.
Love it. All right, next slide.
Yeah. So good news is, surprisingly, at least to me, just late weekend and early this week, the weather forecasts were hit or miss whether we were going to get anything this week, maybe a little flurry here and there. But looks like Thursday, we're going to get something, maybe even late Valentine's night. Mm. We'll get it, but it's Thursday. It's looking like a storm day. And
that's my Valentine to you, Paul, a little bit of refresh there.
You mean my Palentine.
Yeah.
Anyway, the wind's going to kick up a little, so we'll see what that does, but we're going to be dealing, the wet snow problem that has been existing for the past few days and earlier in last week might be superseded by some new snow, some wind-drifted snow, and then again, we also have that dragon, the persistent weak layer. So heading out from Thursday on in particular, look for any new recent avalanches, which we haven't had. Look for instabilities as you're moving through the terrain, the cracking, the collapsing. We might see some high precip. Snow line's going to be about 5,000 feet, I think. So rain may not be really an issue, except, you know, coming up Ogden Canyon. But the wind is going to move some snow. And, yeah, eventually we'll get to spring. What spring are we on now, Brandon? Like spring number 7?
Yeah.
Spring 7? Yeah, something like that.
I don't know if we're at 7 already. We'll get to 7 for sure. We'll get like 13 or 14. But it feels like we're at least on spring 2 or 3, maybe even 4, right? Because it's, man, it was a week or two ago when you could almost smell it. You know what I mean? Like you smell it in the air. It just...
Smelling it.
Yeah.
A lot of folks have gone, you know, down south. In fact, our friend Corey, who lives right up the road there, he left his Lurkham and went down to St. Jeezy and is putting on the sunscreen and getting in that Speedo. But the snow will bring him back.
Yeah, those are visuals we don't all want to see, actually. But that's here we are. Here we are. Okay. Next slide.
The next slide is really, I just want to...
Awesome, promotional. Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to call out that Ogden Avalanche's last Backcountry 101. Oh, let me also say, call out to to Libby, who has been teaching a lot of these 101s for Ogden Avalanche. She just finished her ARI course leadership training, and she's going to be part of the crew teaching some of these ARI courses through Weber State and other providers, as I have been doing as well. And so kudos awesome. To Libby. And she will be, I think she'll be leading with the Rose Club, presented by the Rose Club, awesome. The Backcountry 101. It's our last one this weekend, Friday night and Saturday. And then I think, you know, after the speaker series, which is done now, correct?
Yep. We are now finished.
Sadly concluded another great season. And again, thank you, Brandon. But I think the next thing after that is the Backcountry Base Camp. So magazines coming up to Powder, and we do a Backcountry Palooza there. So rescue trainings, some guided backcountry trips, a lot of vendors, a good time. So
happy Palentine's.
You know? Yeah. Cheers, Brandon, and enjoy the upcoming snow.
All right, will do. We'll see you. All right, catch everyone else on the next Ogden Abbey update next week. We'll see you.